From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Obama administration today set out what could be an economic policy collision course with some of its closest allies. The U.S. wants other governments to boost their spending in order to get the world economy back on track. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says he'll take that message to a meeting in England this weekend of the so-called G20 countries. But as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, that message may fall on deaf ears.
Since taking office in January, President Obama has been focused primarily on fixing the U.S. economy. At the White House today, he said it's time now for countries around the world to tackle economic problems together.
We can do a really good job here at home with a whole host of policies. But if you continue to see deterioration in the world economy, that's going to set us back. And I think it's very important for the American people to understand that as aggressive as the actions we are taking have been so far, it's very important to make sure that other countries are moving in the same direction because the global economy is all tied together.
The G20 meeting this weekend is an early opportunity for the Obama administration to assert some global leadership in economic policy. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will challenge his counterparts to commit a minimum of 2% of their gross domestic products this year and next to stimulus spending. According to the International Monetary Fund, the only major world economies now on pace to meet that goal are the United States and China. And it's not likely European governments will respond to this challenge with much enthusiasm. Luxembourg's prime minister, speaking on behalf of West European countries, said this week the U.S. spending suggestions, quote, were not to our liking. Many Europeans blame the United States for creating the global economic crisis and bristle at being told what they should now do. Daniel Gross directs the Center for European Policy Studies in Brussels.
Basically, policymakers on both sides of the Atlantic are proceeding on their own domestic agenda. Neither takes much notice of what the other is doing, and the agendas are different, and therefore we cannot really expect any concrete action from this G20 meeting.
For the Europeans, this weekend's meeting should come up with new rules for the international financial system, rules to prevent future banking crises. Arvind Subramanian of the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington says the Europeans focus on more regulation rather than more stimulus spending for two reasons. One, the banking sector occupies a bigger relative role in their economies. Two, they think U.S. free market ideology needs to be reconsidered.
So both because, you know, big financial sector relative and because traditionally and intellectually and ideologically, they've wanted to rein in this kind of Anglo-Saxon-type capitalism. I think for both these reasons, it's high priority.
The U.S. government agrees regulatory reform should be on the G20 agenda. The question is how high a priority it should be. The G20 finance ministers are likely to agree on the need to help countries in Eastern Europe, Africa, Latin America, and Asia. The United States is urging countries to help the International Monetary Fund increase the amount of money it can loan needy governments to $500 billion. Kevin Kneeler of the Scowcroft Group in Washington says a big down payment has already come from Japan, which desperately wants to help its export markets.
We've now got some pretty strong indications that Saudi Arabia, China, and the Europeans are going to make up the rest of the difference. That kind of a vote of confidence in the fund and in putting a floor underneath risk for emerging markets could be the most important artifact of these meetings.
The meeting this weekend will just bring together the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors. It will be followed by a summit 3 weeks later. That will be President Obama's debut on the world stage. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.